We're here on KSOM as we continue to look at the upcoming track and field season. Let's talk Exira EHK boys track with head coach for the Spartans, Tony Santisteban. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
Oh, it's always nice to have a fresh set of guys and guys that are ready to go. We only have 9 out this year, but I like what they've been doing at practice and then just seeing them improve and everything like that. So it's just been a good first couple weeks to the track season.
So with 9 out, do you focus more on individual events or do you try to put a relay together here and there?
Yeah, we're gonna try a little bit of everything. Obviously, I'll do a little bit of both. Some meets will be more individualized and some meets will be a little bit more relays. So just kind of depends on a little bit of everything, weather, sickness. I have some kids that are doing both track and golf, and then I have one that's doing track and tennis over in Audubon. So I'm just kind of seeing how everything will play in and mix and match things from meet to meet, but we'll see how it goes.
So that means you're going to have to do some juggling with some dual sporters. What happens if they have a meet, two different meets on one day? How is that going to work?
For the most part, I have, they have to just choose whether or not, what sport is their priority or anything like that. And I don't think there's too many. And, honestly, with the 3 that do golf and track, they're going to be going to track first. And then if there's something, they have an opening for a meet, a golf meet one day, then, and we don't have track, obviously they'll go to that. So just communicating with the coaches, me and, Tom Peterson for the boys golf coach there. So it's, pretty easy. We just got to be on the same page.
All right. Well, we'll see how that all goes out in the spring. So who are the seniors, juniors that you're going to expect to lead this, this track team then?
Only senior I have out is Tim Reinhart, and he's the one, he's doing both golf or both track and tennis. And I like what I've seen from him so far, and he's been out before, but it's been a couple of years, so it's just nice to have him back out. And then we got the juniors of Austin Rasmussen, Owen Jewell, and Bryce Brabham. So nice to have those guys around and have them kind of know from last year. What I was the assistant coach last year with Kevin Brown being the head coach, and then him going over to Audubon for the girls side. I stepped into the head coach position this year. I've been a head coach before for track. My last year, I think, was COVID year 2020. So it's been a little bit as far as being head coach, but it's just nice having some returners and know what to expect and to make sure they're working hard and everything.
Yeah. Well, go through those seniors and juniors and what events they're going into and give us kind of a sense of their prospects this year.
Starting with Tim. Tim can be kind of, he can do a little bit of everything. He's done cross country before, so he can do a little bit of distance. I also could see him doing some mid distance and relays and individual events like that. Then going with Austin, his specialty is going to definitely be long distance. He made it to state in cross country this past fall, and he's just building on that from his cross country season, and he'll do 2 mile, things like that, and then he'll probably be in some relays where we have a need for 800 and things like that for when he needs a little more speed workout or speed work that day. We got Bryce Brabham, who's returning from he was part of the 4x2 team that made it to state last year, and he was part of some strong relays as well. So he's more of the short distance sprints, and he'll do a little bit of mid distance as well, 400 and things like that. And then Owen Jewell, he'll probably be a little bit more of same as Bryce, the sprints and mid distance, and then he'll also do some hurdling as well. So got a nice little mix of everything there.
Okay, very good. Well, since we're going through seniors and juniors, why don't we move on and go through your sophomores and freshmen to run out the team?
Yeah, sophomores, I got Ashton Blakely, I got Jack Lasek, John Tai, make sure I'm counting everyone. 4, 3, Austin Bailey, and then I got those are my sophomores, and then as my lone freshman, I got Blake Nelson. So he's been the lone freshman for the last two sports in basketball and track now. But no, they'll help out in, like I keep saying, different relays and things like that. My lone thrower this year will be Jack Lasek, and we've been working on a lot of footwork and fundamentals here for the throwing side of things these first couple weeks. So I'm just excited to see what these guys can do and see them compete.
Yeah. And I mean, if you were to target one relay this year, you know, what do you think it might be?
Honestly, I'm kind of curious to see what we can do in a sprint med or D-med. That's probably the one I'm most high on there. And then just kind of, like I said, as the season goes, as I see some of the guys work a little more and see maybe what they can shine in a little bit more, we'll see if we can switch that up. But like I said, I'm kind of interested to see what the sprint med and D-med can do.
Yeah. With the numbers so low, was there any consideration about, you know, going with Audubon this year in track?
At least with me, there wasn't. They might have had some conversations in the background and things like that, but I wasn't involved in any of that. So honestly, it would be obviously when you have more numbers in track, that's always going to help you out, just because you can fill more events and you're able to maybe specialize a little bit more, a little bit stronger. But yeah, we're here, we're the Spartans, and we're hopefully ready to take on the season.
Yeah, awesome. So what are your goals for these nine guys? What do you think they can accomplish this year?
My goal always as a track coach is, see if we can get one event or one relay to state. That's always a goal as a coach. And I know as the players or the athletes as well. But again, I know it's cliche to hear coaches just say, get better, but that's what I want them to do. Get better athletes, be stronger runners. And honestly, for the long run too, outside of sports, and outside of high school and things like that, just learn how to take care of your body, go on runs. Just don't, when you get older, just don't always sit on the couch or anything like that. I know life can be hard sometimes, but always just try to take care of your body as well.
Very good. Well, small but mighty. That's what you hope this team will be this year. Yep. with your nine guys. And let's hope that something good happens. What does your week look like outdoor next week?
Next week, I believe it's just Tuesday in Audubon for the early bird meet there. So kind of get our feet wet with the meet outside. I did bring three kids over to the central indoor meet a couple weeks ago, and that was Austin, Bryce, and Owen. They went up there and they competed in the Austin did the 2 mile, and Owen and Bryce did the 60 meter and the 200 meter. So I had a couple people work a little bit already, but I'm excited to see next Tuesday, and hopefully the weather is somewhat nice, or bad weather stays away, and hopefully we can get that one in.
Very good. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and let's hope there's a wonderful journey starting Tuesday all the way to the Blue Oval. We'll follow your Spartans all the way, and appreciate your time. Best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the coverage, Chris. I appreciate it.
Tony Santisteban, head coach for Exira HK Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.